Allah is the most appropriate name for God in the Quran. Is this name Allah mentioned in other religious scriptures besides the Quran? In the Bible, God is referred to as Elohim. In Hebrew, Im is added as respect. It is the plural of honor and respect. In the Bible, God is referred to as Allah. And the Bible, with the commentary that is edited by Reverend C. I. Scofield, which is also known as the Scofield Bible. In this Bible, Almighty God, He is called as Allah. And Hebrew and Arabic are not Western languages, but rather they are Eastern sister languages. So the Bible with commentary that is edited by Reverend C. I. Scofield, the word Allah, it is spelled as A-L-A-H. And it is pronounced as E-L-A-H, Allah. In Arabic, it is Allah, A-L-L-A-H. So the difference between Arabic and Hebrew, as far as Allah is concerned, in Arabic, it is A-L-L-A-H. In Hebrew, in the Bible, it is A-L-A-H. So the difference is only the single L. Since Hebrew and Arabic, they are Semitic languages, therefore the correct pronunciation should be Allah and not Allah. And this word Allah, it is even mentioned in the Bible. It is mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 27, verse number 46, and in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 15, verse number 34. When Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, when he was put on the cross, he cries out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. O God, why hast thou forsaken me? Does Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani sound similar to Jehovah, Jehovah, why hast thou forsaken me? And the answer is no. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. If you translate it into Arabic, it is Allah, Allah, lima taraktani. Hebrew and Arabic, they are Semitic languages. So therefore, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. In Arabic, it is Allah, Allah, lima taraktani. And the translation of this is, O God, why hast thou forsaken me? Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. It is similar to Allah, Allah, lima taraktani. And in fact, this phrase, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, it has been maintained in no less than 2000 translations of the Bible. Even though this is the Hebrew text, yet in the translations of the Bible, this phrase has been maintained. From this, we clearly understand that even though the Bible, it is corrupted, yet this phrase, it is maintained in its original form. Yet in the Bible, it is mentioned regarding Tawheed, regarding the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the Bible regarding the beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. And this word Allah, it is even mentioned in Sikhism. Guru Nanak, he used the word Allah, which in order to refer to Almighty God. And this word Allah, it is also mentioned in the Hindu scriptures, in Rig Veda, book number 2, hymn number 1, verse number 2. The word Allah has been used, which if pronounced correctly, it is Allah. And in fact, there is a separate Upanishad by the name of Allo Upanishad, wherein Allah has been used several times. God is referred to as Allah several times in Allo Upanishad. So we realize that the scriptures of the major world religions, in these scriptures, it is mentioned regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though these scriptures have been changed, but yet in the remnants of these scriptures, the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. In the remnants of these scriptures, it is mentioned regarding Tawheed, that is the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned regarding our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. I hope that answers your question.